You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
I look better than you. No, bitch. I look better than you. Well, at least my breath don't smell like a can of bounce that ass. Girl, the whole hood know your armpit smell like a pork chop sandwich. Pork chop sandwich!
Real hot girl shit.
DA got that dope.
Baby.
Her friends and her mom hate me.
Go.
Lay down on the bed, do the cry, baby. She ain't gave me none of puss in a while. She had the boy waiting, I don't mind waiting.
Come
oh, you ain't gonna respond to my text?
Oh, yeah.
Want me keep on my diamonds and sex? What's your name?
Keisha.
Key.
Jasmine.
Jazz.
Kiera.
Megan.
Go.
Lisa.
Ashley.
Sierra.
Sarah.
She got her hands on her knees with her ass in the air.
Who that little bitch a player?
If her friends ain't around to record it, she been over, shake that little ass in the mirror.
Like,
I am. What a nigga gotta do for your number? Shorty came through with that hair so good, I said, fuck it, I ain't using no rubber. Way she made that ass bounce, think I love her. Got that ass in that mouth from her mother. Type to make your bae mad, you in trouble. NBA playoffs, that ass, it's a bubble.
Like, come on, come on, throw that ass back.
That ain't the baby, that's my baby.
Her friends and her mom hate me.
Go!
Lay down on the bed, do the cry, baby.
Go!
She ain't gave me none of puss in a while. She had the boy waiting, I don't mind waiting. Oh, you ain't gonna respond to my text?
Oh, yeah?
Want me keep on my diamonds and sex? What's your name?
Real hot girl shit.
Late on my stomach, to the up, do the cry, baby. Look back, hold it open, now he annihilated. Moaning like a bitch when he hits this pussy. Damn, he probably wanna wear my hoodie. Choke me, spank me, look at me, thank me. If I give it to another nigga, he'll hate me. Shit, flirt, give him that work. Feel too fast for me, not a nigga hurt. Deeper, deeper, I need a reaper. Thought I was in trouble, how he tearing them cheeks up. Keep me a freak, who the flavor of the week. If I make up the rules, then I don't fix cheap. Jordan, Tommy, Timothy, gang. Might look shot and bring in Sarah. Bitch trying to brag about taking my man. Ha, I needed me a nigga off my hands. Don't fuck me like that, fuck me like this. Yeah. Like, his friends and his dad hate me. I broke his little heart, he'll cry, baby. If I ain't let him hit the pussy by now, then that nigga lame if he still waiting. I ain't even saved your number. So no, I can't reply to no text. I make him cry about the pussy. Probably why my shit's so wet.
Guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions.
And we are the Diamond Crew.
Yo, me and Jose riding, right? Jose being real reckless out there. He riding, we doing donuts and shit. We turn around and Jose like, oh shit, they fell off their jet skis. So Jose like zoom over there to them, right? And
what you gonna do, super save the hoe?
Wait, we pull up next to him and we looking at him and the lady, one of them had already got
funny now.
But the last lady, she was a little bit bigger.
The lady that fell out was in the water, right? She's trying to get on the jet ski.
Yo, it took her like 10 minutes to No lie. It took me like 10 minutes to get back on that fucking
train. You know, I wasn't doing nothing yet. And, you know,
and we was like, y'all need help? And she was like, nah, we got it. So we waited a little bit. I was like, come on, babe. I was like, take off.
You know, I was sitting there. I was like, I ain't drowning.
He fell off, right? So let me tell you how he fell off.
No, yes. Well, probably wasn't 3 feet.
Yo, we riding, right?
Where she fell off wasn't no 3 feet. It was deep. It was more blue water.
Nah, it was shallow. She said she could stand up.
She said?
Yeah,
she said,
I asked her. I said, can you stand up? And she said, yeah, she can stand up.
Okay.
But look, we riding, right? We ride. Jose hitting the waves. He hitting the waves. Yo, all of a sudden, he slows down. When he slows down, the jet ski do like this, like try to tip over. I was like, oh, when it tipped, right, it was going left. I went right, and Jose was like, Jose went left. I was like, oh.
She said I tried to grab her something.
Yo, he tried to grab me.
Why
he
you
tried to grab me. Yo, when he fell in, I was like, the first thing I thought was I didn't know if it was shallow or deep. But I panicked at first, and then I looked, and I was like, okay, it's shallow. So then I was like, come on. And he just looked at me like, playing some bullshit.
He was hurt. He was hurt, G.
So
yeah.
You could stand up in the water.
He didn't stand up, though. When he fell off, then he was like. But I was like, babe, you should have went right with me. You went the wrong way.
No, I'm gonna tell you like this.
The life that saved your life.
I can't remember. The only thing I was thinking not drowning, I was just thinking about them damn sharks, yo. I ain't trying to deal with no damn sharks.
We ain't seen no sharks. But if y'all wanna see that vlog, y'all go check us out on YouTube at E and the Fam. Go check us out, hit that subscribe button, turn on your post notifications, and give us a huge thumbs up. We'd appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Go check it out. Cause that's what I'm be doing. Laughing.
Yo, yes. Day 3 coming out soon.
Oh, I was laughing so hard. I was choking.
Yo.
That's good stuff right there.
But I didn't get footage of him falling off, y'all, but it was priceless. I promise.
That would have been it, though. You would have got that. That's why we got to get GoPros.
Yo, got to.
Yeah, just stuff got that, to. You know?
We do. All right, y'all. So, do y'all want to talk about the governor making unvaccinated people suffer?
I think we should.
How's he making them suffer? Tell me about it.
What do you mean, how's he making them suffer?
How?
So pretty soon, do you think things are going to change where you have to show like you're vaccinated to do things?
Yeah.
So what you going to do when it happens? Let's just say somebody out
I'm
there
gonna
who's
say
not...
black and die. Shit. That's what the fuck I'm going to do.
No. I'm just speaking in general, right?
That's
so the average person out there, the average unvaccinated person.
No, I really didn't know, baby. That's all I was. That's why I asked.
Okay.
I didn't know.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That's all. You ain't gotta explain yourself. Now you're telling me I understand now, but I didn't know for real. I was a true shit.
So the average unvaccinated person, right?
Yeah.
What you gonna do if you wanna go to the movies and you have to be vaccinated?
Get a fire stick.
What if you want to go dine out to be on the beach or something? Or not on the beach, but like, what if you want to dine out to a nice restaurant?
In your backyard and put you up a table.
Wow.
And get to get in. Order out. You could go order the Cheesecake Factory.
That's true. Make your own little date night.
And you can bring it to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have dinner outside on the patio.
Get your table. Yeah, be creative.
But do y'all realize how distant you kind of feel in public with people?
Yes. I hate going in public.
Distant?
I know. Yeah, I love that.
I like
but
being
I
distant.
I hate going in public. I hate being around people. It gives me motherfucking
Yeah, now it's
anxiety.
Weird, right? It feels weird. It's
no,
weird.
I feel like when I go in a store, people looking at me crazy because I'm the only one with a mask on now.
Right. Ooh, hell
always.
Yeah.
Always.
Be like, Maybe like, why you got that fucking mask on?
Ooh, what she hiding?
Take that fucking mask off.
She got COVID. Yeah.
No, I'm protecting myself. Exactly. Y'all should do the same. Mask up.
Exactly.
That is so true, especially when we're going COVID.
Yo, I'm glad we took our vacation when we did, because I wouldn't even feel safe going on vacation right now.
Oh, man. I'm supposed to be going to Jamaica in October.
Ooh.
That's going to be in the thick of it right there. It's just starting to get cold again. It's going to be knocking.
It's going
to
be cool in Jamaica, though.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
It just sucks, man.
All right, y'all. I'm about to stop this broadcast real quick, because just personally from me, hotter. You know what I mean? So check this out. This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a whole bunch of small business nowadays. A whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of small businesses are popping up. Now, I got a question for you guys. I have a question for all you entrepreneurs and all you business owners, okay? How are you reaching your audience? How are you reaching your target audience to sell your product? If you think about it, the new way to do it is through video and audio recordings. You can reach your target audience by showing them through video and through quality audio. Now, Diamond Sound Production is where people go to get the most quality audio and the most quality video. So help me help you reach your target audience with quality audio and quality video. And if you would like these services, please visit www.diamond/sound/production.com for all your audio and visual needs, point blank. And right now, just like all the time, we're running specials. All you have to do, send me an email. Send me a personal email saying that you would like these services. So the business email is as follows. info@diamond/sound/production.com. And what I can do for you is I can hit you back with a code, a special code only for you that will discount these prices. Okay? I want to work with you guys, and we have audio recording. We have video recording. We have audiobook recording. We have Foley. We have everything that you need to reach your target audience. And you're going to want to do that with audio and video through social media. Okay? I'm just giving y'all the game. You need to talk to people. You need to let people know that you're in business. You need to let the people know that you exist. That is the way. Let people know that you exist. And do that with the best audio and the best video by shopping with www.diamond/sound/production.com.
What y'all think about the NFL trying to make people get vaccinated and stuff? What y'all think about that? We got our football watchers over here.
Well,
Eagles fans.
Same fans here, too.
My opinion, I'm riding with the motherfucking players.
Yeah.
And the coaches that are against the damn vaccination.
Okay.
Okay?
I concur.
Because they know their bodies, and they are well knowledge, so...
If you got a $1 million body, would you put some foreign shit up in your body?
Hell no.
It's not FDA approved.
No.
It's not FDA approved.
Yeah.
So FDA approval is coming.
If you have a million, I'm talking about you ain't got these little cheap bodies.
No,
you got.
Exactly.
You got a million, millions of
millions
dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Millions.
You know how much LeBron's got on his
bodies? Would you put anything in that body?
No, absolutely not. Look,
they ain't doing it.
Look,
and I'm with you, my brothers.
I'm
with you, my sisters.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your bodies. Those are your money makers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Do you, boo boo?
And the thing about it, you sign a waiver that says,
"Yeah,
we are not responsible for whatever happens." So later on down the line, you just don't know what happens.
Baby, if I had a couple $1 million body, my body's worth a couple million.
My little $500,000 body ain't getting no COVID in it.
Ah!
Ain't about to put that in my little, you know
what
I'm saying?
You're not doing it.
Not at all.
Look, they try to do that They try to do that at people's jobs anyway.
Yeah. So what if
right. Right. I know a lot of jobs that say, hey, you got to be vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
To come up in here.
You're putting people's whole income in jeopardy right now.
Right.
It's crazy out here in these streets.
Especially in the office world.
Yeah.
They're requiring it.
Your own lanes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I'm free to make my own decisions. If
hey,
I want,
ma'am.
If I want to fucking get a vaccination, that's what I'm gonna do. And if
like,
I don't, then I'm not. Yeah, y'all not about to just force y'all shit up on me.
How old am I? I'm 33 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Up 63 this year. Shout out to Pop-Up, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Old man.
Old head.
He's 63.
Yeah.
Man.
And
that's a blessing.
That is a blessing. But if you're that age and you're in a crucial age group, age bracket, go get that damn shot.
Yeah, it's a different story.
We ain't got time to be worried
about
our parents,
our
grandparents.
That's true.
I agree.
You know, y'all in that high-risk category, please don't play with this one.
Yeah.
Not with this one.
No questions asked.
The Delta variant is taking y'all out. Please go get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Go do what you need to do to secure, you know, the last score of your life. Come on now. But if you young and hot tie, grandma used to say, young, dumb, and full of cum, you know, do you, boo-boo, do you. Make your own decision, you know.
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
But just, if you are going to live life like that, you need to stay away from people.
Yes.
You need to be on your own somewhere, doing your own thing. Using up them delivery services. Shout out to delivery services in the building.
Y'all doing God's work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tired.
Y'all keeping America moving.
That's Walmart delivery.
Right. Absolutely.
I stand with you.
Except when y'all put my groceries on somebody else's step.
Oh.
I need to confront y'all about that.
And that was our Sunday meal.
Yeah, and y'all put it on
somebody
else's step.
They put it on someone else's door.
And then got the nerve to ask me to go get it.
Oh, my God. I had to set that down all the way, bro.
What you mean? I'm
like,
a delivery service
now? I said, no, ma'am, no, Sam, no ham, no turkey. She's not going to someone else's door to retrieve
collect my groceries.
Yeah, we ain't about to let y'all...
I'll take my money back, please, Alex, for $100. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to eat some cereal or whatever's up in this bitch.
And we made it work. I think we ended up ordering Uber that night.
Yo, somebody got free groceries.
And you know how I shop. Mika said I shop way too out of pocket.
$5 shit.
But you know how I shop. Somebody got some $20
bounty. Yeah,
bounty. Triple thread
bounty
paper towels. A whole 20 pack. That's
yeah,
a good
all my Simply. All my
they
Simply for my Henny.
Of
I had to drink my Henny straight that night.
Y'all know how I shop.
Wow.
They got some good stuff. I was like, you welcome. I wanted to get on next door like, hey, neighbor. Enjoy those groceries on me. Because
I do pick up. I don't do delivery because they be fucking up.
Well, but they never done that before. And we've been using delivery services since March of 2020.
Yeah, nah.
And they've never dropped our groceries at someone else's home. Like, they've delayed, and they didn't come before and canceled the order, but they've never taken them to someone else's home. So that was the first. And then for her to have the nerve.
That's so disappointing, though.
It was. I was really upset.
Like, you dropped the ball. Like, the whole ball.
I was in the middle of doing an assignment, and then I was answering 1,000 emails. I was sending out assignments to the interns. I was doing 1,000 things. And I was sitting there like, I don't got time for y'all to mess up. Every track on this train is headed in this direction, and y'all messing up my night. Like, everything was planned.
How you take my groceries?
I wonder if that person got in trouble. Why they make fun of your money?
Oh, yeah, because I took my tip back. I took it all back, and I took that, and I put it on my
order. You have to put in a code. I mean, they got to.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
I mean, sure.
It was ridiculous. I was very upset. I'm talking about that good ground beef. I had a fresh thing of ground beef.
Like, probably like planned for that night with that
grocery. Absolutely.
That's
I had my whole dinner planned because y'all know how I am.
Yeah.
I'm a planner. And for my groceries to end up on someone else's doorstep.
So we rocking with y'all, but, you know.
Don't be fucking up like that. Like, call us.
And I ain't going to pick up. I'm not going to pick up my groceries. I hired y'all to do that.
That won't ever happen.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm.
So don't even fix your lips to ask that ever again.
Pick up your groceries at somebody else's door.
When you sit on
the stairs. You know what they're doing to people?
That was just funny.
You know what they're doing to people when you're going to somebody's door? What the fuck?
Yeah, it wasn't happening, though, but I shut that shit down, like, instant.
Yo, what? Yeah.
But yes.
The nerves, yo. I'm just saying the nerves.
Start ordering. Use up those delivery services, you guys. and for my investors. Invest that money in Uber. Invest that money in Grubhub. What's some other companies?
DoorDash.
Favor.
Yeah.
Favor.
Why? Because we're going back in the house?
Because we're going back in the crib.
Yep.
Damn.
You telling me this new variant start taking people out and they ain't going to start locking shit up? We already know what's going to happen.
What y'all think about these schools not requiring kids to wear masks?
It's motherfucking ridiculous.
These schools, look.
They should be ashamed.
It's so hard to even send my kids back to school.
I think,
my God.
Yeah, we not answering that question.
You got a couple more minutes. The time is running out.
Time is a ticking.
You got to make a decision.
I don't know how I'm going to answer that.
I don't know either, but I already know that the current situation, I'm not getting no updates, and nothing's telling me that, hey, your child is safe with me. I'm going to make you feel comfortable as a parent putting your child in my hands, and that Delta variant don't stand a chance. I don't feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel the complete opposite, so I'm going to do what I got to do. And like I told you, mark my word, episode like 4, maybe 5, when I said mine wasn't going back, they already prepped in their brain that they ain't going back. If
that.
You ask them, they gonna tell you, I ain't. I'm good.
Well, you better get them in home school.
It is what it is. That's what it was. Miss Molly was the same. That's what it was. That's how it was.
Well, look, as long as they get that diplomat.
It don't matter.
Diplomat.
As TJ was saying, it don't matter.
Hey, as long as they get that diploma, we all good.
K-12, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I see quotes on the news like it is really tearing through Texas, I'll be like, dang.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
When was that one dropped?
That was tweeted a day ago.
Oh, my.
The variant is tearing through Texas?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
That should give me the chills when you
already had
that.
That's why my anxiety
is so bad.
I had the first one,
yeah.
And I felt it. I knew it. So I don't want to get the second one.
And look, it says Dallas County COVID-19 threat upgraded to orange. So I think orange means like...
Right before red?
Yeah, like that means like it's getting bad.
So once red hit, is it damn near a pandemic again?
Yeah.
All over again?
Yeah, it should have never left.
Mm. I thought this vaccine was supposed to cure all this.
Nah. I don't know what's going on.
I'm confused.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It makes you scratch your
and
head.
And that's another thing, too. They don't even know if it'll even work.
did you
can still catch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Most people who get the vaccine, a lot of people are still
catching it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they are having a better chance of surviving it.
That's what the
news is saying. This is
but
just
the
what
football
the news
players,
is. This is
the
just
football
the media.
Players are saying,
oh, CYA.
The football players are saying, yo, we went without it last year, right? Why we can't go without it this year? And people was catching and we would close down, whatever, or, you know,
it don't matter
because
they, at the end of the day, they're going to do
they
what
need, it's all about
players
the players
do. Because the players are the show. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Them players
the
better be
players
smart.
Are the motherfucking show.
Be
if they stand up and stand together,
they can beat this shit.
They can beat this shit. It's going to go how they want it to go. They are man those ships.
That's true.
We go to watch them.
If
it's no them,
if we ain't paying,
no
we ain't watching.
Yeah, they ain't gonna have no players.
Would you think
we
gonna pay for the to watch the empty field?
The coaches? What the coaches?
Damn sure
do.
Ain't paying for the coaches.
Yeah, that's true.
Or nothing on the sideline.
The owners don't play football.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
If them players stand up and stand together.
If they do.
They stand up and stand
exactly.
together.
If they do.
It can be a
they
beautiful thing.
Shit, yep.
And they can beat that shit. They don't have to let nobody put nothing in their bodies that they don't want.
Exactly.
That's the period.
We gotta see what
I think they are though, yo, because a lot of them are not standing for that shit.
Right.
I mean, coaches are leaving.
Right on, brothers. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Coaches are leaving. You got players leaving. We'll see what the outcome is gonna be by the beginning of the season. Yep. I just hope that we have a season.
Well, I do too, but at that cost, I don't. You know, if they want to try to shut the league down because these guys don't want to take the shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, shut it down. Yeah, of course, shut it down. By all means, shut it down.
Yeah, because, I mean, once we get back running and normal, I want to see these guys play. You know, they entertainment to us. You know,
but I don't mind waiting if that means that they make it through this alive.
Right.
I don't want to, we're not the white man. You know, we don't want to see our black men, you know, dropping dead. For a check, we're not them.
Not
I don't mind waiting, my brother. You recoup, work out at home, do what you need to do in solidarity, a motherfucking loan, but you survive a season without dying of this new Delta variant. Yeah. We good. The fans are going to, I'm going to be here regardless. I'm not going to stop watching my Saints because of a season or two off.
Exactly.
That's not going to make me not want to participate when it comes back. That's going to make me go harder when it comes back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the people, we're patient. The person who's not patient is the almighty white man.
Their pocketbook up. We got to get that
who
check.
Who owns these teams?
They got to get that check.
Yep. They after they
just think about how much money they lost last year. They lost so much money last year. So this year is supposed to be their makeup year.
They ain't standing for it.
Nah. And what they trying to do, they trying to move into all, you know, trying to talk, sweet talk to them to get them all shots so they can go ahead and, you know, not have to worry about the actual, you know, the actual you know, get COVID, you know what I mean? COVID, but at the end of the day, you're still going to catch it, even if you have the vaccine or don't have the vaccine. So that's the whole argument. They went without the vaccination last year. Why force that upon us?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like it's a right to choose.
I think exactly.
Yep. Whether you're a male, female, girl, boy,
whatever.
But they do. But you know what's crazy?
Sun, moon, stars, land, grass. It don't matter.
Right.
It's your right to choose.
But
what happens?
They doing it to us in the workplace, like us people.
Yeah, they try to make me take that.
I do. And
I
tell you?
I got that Johnson & Johnson. I'm saying you ain't putting it in me. Keep that shit away.
They bringing it around like goddamn ice cream and cake on your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You might have had a chance with the Moderna, but you bring that Johnson & Johnson
you
over
really
here.
You really ain't got no motherfucking shot in hell. No.
I didn't even entertain it.
This is a hella hot exclusive.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. The hate be so real, the love be fake. Be bumping they gums and bumping my tape. Don't go against me, they ask for my help. Go get out your feelings and get it yourself. Might got the same shoes, but you ain't gon' step. Nope. That shit that you just put out, you could've kept. Yup, she got a nigga, he got a shirt.
Why?
You can't compete when you can't compare.
Here.
She ate the dick through my underwear. Got up and got herself out of there. I see they put me on memes and things. Don't speak on my life without knowing the real. 8 figures a year, what it cost me to live. Don't hold it, just say what you feel. But watch your mouth before I fly at your bitch.
Work.
To a place that she didn't know exist.
Gone.
Mediterranean. And water my wrist, keeping on piss how I'm talking my shit. 6-figure check for a show, man, I'm
lit.
Let's celebrate, now my bag legit.
Go.
These niggas with me, we whatever I'm with.
Yeah.
Didn't know who did it, got everybody hit. Bitch, I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches, I don't like nobody. We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial, how you wanna go back?
How you wanna do it?
I don't backtrack, man, fuck that. I don't miss nobody.
I don't miss nothing.
Left it on scene, I ain't right back. I don't trust nobody.
Period.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. These bitches will cry and be lying in your face.
Fact.
Slicker than us, gotta know how they play. If the money wasn't straight, she wouldn't be here today. Ain't in mind, show know what to say. You ain't me, so it's hard to relate.
What?
How much cash I fuck off every day?
Big bag.
Don't play with me, baby, go play with your pussy. You see them in person, these niggas be shookin'. 100 it cost you a Quavo to book me. I'm worth it, the proof in the pudding. Surrounded by bitches. I'm looking like William, but they ain't my girlfriend.
Nah.
Bro, I'ma spin on your block back to back when they finish. It look like the world end.
Dog.
I ain't asked for it, they did it to me.
What?
Niggas exposing their hands for free. Get caught in in the middle of this bullseye.
Get it too.
You got hit, but we were targeting heat. Popping my shit with a capital P. SRT, red eye, red key. Might be ugly, but my bitch pressure.
Bad.
She ain't even sneeze, but still I bless her.
True.
I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches, I don't like nobody.
Nobody, nobody.
We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial. How you wanna go back?
How you wanna do it?
I don't backtrack, man, fuck that. I don't miss nobody.
I don't miss nothing.
Left it on scene, I ain't right back. I don't trust nobody.
Period.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck.
So, the time is now.
All right.
I'm so sick of these motherfucking emails. What are you going to do? Are you going to send your child back to school? How do you feel? Is it a yes for you or is it a no for you? For now. A no for now. How about we do a no for now or a yes for now? And we're just talking about in this moment as of today, July 25th, 2021.
That's the, that question right there. That question right there is a big one.
Just answer it. Is it a yes for now?
It's basically saying, do you give a fuck about your kids or not?
Right. Definitely.
That's exactly
true. But I already know my answer, y'all, because I've been on the same stuff since day one. Well, I have not changed. And I think y'all done heard me say it so many times to where I sound like the person, like a broken record.
I have.
It's a hell. Hell to the no, nope. What do you think?
Me?
Maybe let's jump across the room and come back to you, because see, you're clearly you ain't got the answer, Sway.
Nigga, I already got the answer.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Tell us.
Up to today.
Yes or no?
Up to today.
Yes or no question?
It was yes, they could go back to school, but it's a no for me.
Mm.
No for me.
We're gonna jump back across the room.
You already know it's a no for me, but
just anyway,
but we need to make sure they are on track. We need to make sure they learning every day. If they stay home, they gotta be getting their shit together. They can't be in here BSing.
So you know I just got to crack the whip like I used to have the whip crack.
Right.
Broken.
So is that on the
Wait,
table?
That was a yes or no question. All right. So E, is that a yes or no for you?
It's a no for me right now.
No
but
for now.
Up until today, like Jose said, it was a yes.
Okay.
But when Abbott put out that mandate where they don't have to wear masks,
mm-hmm.
it was instant.
Listen,
no.
But I want to hear something. I didn't mean to cut you off, but listen. I know for the stress.
This is tough.
For the stress, kids are being at home this year. What we'll do is, we can't go nowhere. Cause it's gonna be,
if
it's
you're gonna go, you're
gonna
go now.
It's gonna be a lockdown, but I was gonna tell you, shit. You gotta treat yourself somehow. Shit.
Or maybe when they get this Delta variant under control.
If Abbott
be top priority.
If the Abbott was to put back the mask mandate,
mm-hmm.
I would think about it more because everybody would be masked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But right now it's like it's your choice. I'm not
right.
gonna send
you
my
remember
child
the messages we used to get every year and last year.
Every day.
I still got them.
My child wasn't even there, and we was receiving the emails.
Watch how many Karens and watch how
kids
many many crimes are gonna happen after if they do have if they go back the other way, and they start calling the cops and people arguing at stores and people getting into fight. Watch how bad it's gonna get. It's gonna get bad.
Shelf. We can't find no toilet tissue. No, we can't. We gotta do better.
It's gonna get bad. These people is crazy out here.
Eggs, everything's about to inflate more.
Oh,
inflation is
I'm
already
so
a problem.
Tired of inflation.
It's here.
Oh my god.
It's already here.
My dentist was like, I just wanna buy a house. I'm just trying to buy a house.
The housing market is crazy right now.
Just wanna buy a house.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. It is crazy right now, yeah.
What we going to do? What we going to do, America? Some dark times.
There's like nowhere to go.
Some dark times, man.
And well, some other countries are doing stuff differently because they're ahead of the game. So
I think we should try to go get some answers.
I think that when school opened back up, shit about to get real.
No, I'm telling you.
I think we should.
How you going to do that? Because that's what everybody expecting to go back to school. Wait, most kids are going back to school.
No and funding. Let them.
Let's talk right about no funding for virtual learning.
Right on.
No funding?
Oh. No funding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Zero funding for that.
So they like putting a knee up on you.
Mm-hmm. They're putting that pressure on us.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They want to make your kids go to school.
No, they want you to vaccinate your kids.
Yeah.
But what if you got elementary kids like we have that cannot take the vaccine anyways? So what does it matter?
They don't even have no answers for that yet, right?
They don't. They don't have answers.
12 and above.
They're not going to have them in time for school to start. Like, it's happening now that I'm trying to figure out the curriculum that I'm about to have my kids on. Like, I already know it's going to be economics involved. I know it's going to be some wealth involved, some entrepreneurship involved. You know, I'm already sitting here planning that because I know for a fact. Just like they drop the ball every year and wait to the last minute to make these crucial decisions, it's going to be the same thing. It's no difference. It's going to be crunch time, and they're going to be like, parents, I know you have lives. I know you're working job, but we're going to do this. Remember they just interrupted our lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had
no
to
warning,
quit my
nothing.
Job. They just interrupted our lives. Like, that's how they do. That's how they move. And we're not going to wait for it this time. We're going to plan
be ahead of the game
and do what we need to do to secure our child and having an education that's not interrupted.
Exactly.
Right. I don't have time for that mess we went through last year.
No, it was a disaster.
I just don't feel like being involved in the bull. No. You dig? I don't even want to deal with it.
They had too many changes in these school years in these districts. I think in K-12, I think it'd be just a smooth process, right?
It is, because no matter what's going on around
you, always the same.
It's still going to be the concept.
They have a curriculum that is going to be followed.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I decide to choose a different type of curriculum for my child, you know, I can do that. Right. I don't have to follow the curriculum that they set forth for my child.
Right.
You can create your own curriculum.
Right.
Excuse me, and teach your curriculum to your child as long as your child is on the same path that they need to be statewide and you're reporting in grades and all that stuff. Like, it's up to the parent.
Right.
And we set the standards. Like, we create, it's all around us. You can teach your child money management, how to do debits and credits and bank accounts and all that stuff. You could teach them how to manage a checkbook and accounts receivable and accounts payable. You could teach them all the accounting stuff and all the stuff they're supposed to be learning.
Right.
You can make sure they master the basics, but you know what you need every day moving in life. You know what you need to run a company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need, you know?
Right.
You know what you know the skill set that can get you to the next level and the things you're missing and the things you want to make sure your child knows. So
right.
It's all up to us and how much we willing to make sure they get an uninterrupted education this year.
That's true.
That's it. That's
I hate to change it up for them again, but it's like they got to learn to roll with the flow too.
And I told my kids that. I said sometimes it may be this.
Yep.
Sometimes it may be that. Yep. Especially the industry that we work in.
We teaching them a good life skill, though.
Yeah.
Never get too complacent.
Right.
Things can change at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
But be willing and ready to go with the
flow. They're going to always remember this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed up from
how we
grew up.
We teaching them adaptability. They can adapt to any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a good life skill.
It is.
Yeah. It really
is. It
is.
We ain't have to learn from home.
What?
We went to school every...
Could you imagine
right.
our parents?
Absolutely.
Our parents?
Working 2-3 jobs day in, day out.
That was the norm. That was
Grandma
normal. That was normal.
Yo.
Yeah. This is a Diamond Crew.
Bang, bang.
Me out of comments, leave me out of nonsense, speaking out of context, people need some content, niggas trying to keep up, shit is not a contest, whipping bands concept, heaven sent, God sent, at least it's what my mom says, proof is in the progress, money's not an object, busy than a motherfucker, you know how my job get, barking
this
up the wrong tree, you know how the dark get, haven't fallen
diamond
off yet, come with a classic, they come around years later and say it's a sleeper, the ears are rare, the petty is rare, might trust my ex for a feature, deposit the money to Brenda Leticia, Alinda Felicia, she came for me twice, I didn't even help her once, you know I'm a pleaser, 42 millimeter, was made in Geneva, yeah, I probably should go to Yeshiva, we went to Ibiza, yeah, I probably should go lay with Yeezy, I need me some Jesus, but soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us, sins, I got sins on my mind and some M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, I'm in love with two girls at one time and they 10, that's why I got 10 on my mind, I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, should repent, I need me some Jesus in my life, amen.
On the phone, but I love me a threesome, DM or delete it, she my little secret, you tryna dish me to blow up, I peep it, I can't respond, we just do it to people, if I left some rats on the bed, you can keep it, this shit getting deeper and deeper, I dig it, my shovel won't be and I was broke, had to fix it, a shark in the water, you swim with it, look it, I hit the day, by tomorrow she miss it, I grab a net, she look up, then I kiss it, I'm not a goat, but I fit the description, I like the post, so I get the prescription, we walk around with them bands and I breach it, this gun ain't gon' jam, when I blow, I ain't missing, I'm dropping hit after hit, I'm just chilling, but I'll send a hit while I kill my children, bigger the business, the bigger the office, I fuck around and found me a sweat and I caught up, they call for my artist, they making me offers, I don't even bargain, I start from the bottom, I lost a Ferrari, Las Vegas, Nevada, I woke up the following day and went harder, I'm cracking my shit, now they see that I'm smarter, I gotta get money, I love to get charter, I gave them four burgers at once for a startup, I can't let them down, walk around with my guard, I'm screaming out YOLO, yeah, that's still the motto, I know I be on some shit that they ain't thought of.
Sins, I got sins on my mind and some M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. I'm in love with two girls at one time and they 10. That's why I got 10 on my mind. I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. Should repent. I need me some Jesus in my life. Amen.
Couldn't
imagine.
It.
Baby, we was on Canal Street. What you mean?
Sheila
was at the Marriott.
She was working. Take your ass in that room over there. While I go, do my thing.
Like, our parents worked, and that's all they knew, you know.
Yep.
They didn't know entrepreneurship. They didn't know nothing about, you know, start your own.
They didn't have the
drive, will, or motivation either.
But the access to things that we have nowadays, they didn't have.
Right.
Ain't that crazy?
You think about how easy it is to invest in the stock market now.
Right.
Was it that easy for our parents?
No.
They didn't have apps they could download.
No. You don't even think about
they couldn't transfer money to Robinhood and put $1,000 on this.
I'm sitting here playing. I'm watching my stocks right now as we sit here.
Our parents did not have it, yo. So it's crazy how...
Think about it.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about it. They couldn't do nothing.
They couldn't do nothing like that.
The only thing they wanted to do was go down there and play my numbers. Get my numbers, please.
Go on down to the bingo hall.
No. That's funny but true. That's
it
so
is.
Sad.
It is. But you know, we live. You live. You learn. And you grow. So
yeah,
we've grown.
Yeah,
you know, we continue to do that, especially through this different variant and all these airborne diseases.
You scared?
No.
I am.
I had it.
I am. You
I
ain't had
it
that
out
Delta.
For it. I ain't had that.
No, we. I'm.
You
I'm
scared?
Me?
Yeah.
When y'all talk about it, I get scared. It made me want to go do research, but then
I'm not scared. They talking about this just like they talked about COVID when it first started.
Yeah, like
so all you gotta do is go back to when the pandemic first started. Go back to those habits.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh,
with those habits, I used to stay at home every day.
Man.
So hopefully, I get back to them staying home every day and work for Diamond Sound Production all day.
Look,
really take it to the next level.
God answers prayers. Company. Mm-hmm.
God answers prayers.
Money, do it.
Hey,
remember?
I'm a witness.
Remember when we talk about this?
I'm a witness.
Podcast
you do it.
One.
Oh,
podcast one.
Is this back around?
Hey.
I'm a witness.
Is
a ram in the bush.
A ram in the bush.
God answer my prayers.
Hey, I'm a witness.
Look,
don't
get
me to testifying up
here.
I'm
done. Y'all funny as fuck.
That's real shit, yo.
I know.
We're gonna be all back at it. I'm cool
with
that.
I'm just thinking about the habits that
Better give me that 2,000 again. Now, how much was it? How much was they giving the people?
I don't know.
I'm gonna give the people shit.
I'm thinking about the habits.
2,000.
Wait.
A week. It was 200.
No, unemployment?
Yeah, when
600.
We first...
It was
we,
600.
When we, it was 600 a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it was 600. They were treating us good.
They
was treating
long.
Us good.
Fucking
stupid.
They were treating us good.
They took that thing from us so quick.
Yo, when I got laid off, the lady that escorted me out, she was like, girl, she was like, don't be too mad, girl. She was like, they paying 600 on top of what you getting. I was like, oh, shit.
I know.
I was like, oh, really? I was like, let me turn that frown upside down.
I'm blessed.
Shit. I was walking out singing that Fred Hammond. Blah, blah. I was like, thank y'all for the opportunity, but I got to go.
Y'all sit here. I'm going home. Yeah,
and I was thugging it out. I lasted the longest.
You did.
It was like we went boom, boom,
went,
boom,
yeah.
boom.
I went yeah. all the way until October.
You did.
Yeah, it was Jose.
You had to quit,
real.
It was
me.
That. It
yeah.
was so
yeah.
crazy
yeah.
because the only reason why I had to make that type of decision is
quit,
because
though.
My
kids,
my kids needed me so bad. It was
when school was about
they
to start.
They couldn't go to school. No, school had already started, and they were not doing great. This transition,
it was
just
bad.
Too, it was so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much. Oh my God, y'all! And
I had no
fucking choice.
I don't remember. I remember them, yo. Like I haven't heard Aria cry so much, but dang, I don't want to go through that again.
What?
Here.
that might be the new way.
Look,
it may be the only
she,
way.
Maybe she should have adjusted.
You know
now.
When like they, when you try to do the math homework and all that crying those nights, those days. I don't want to go through that.
Well, but
it
remember
is what it
Jose,
is.
If y'all do that program that we was discussing earlier, she will have a teacher that goes through that with her. It won't be you, my brother.
Yeah.
Sorry to inform you. It'll be back to you just doing.
But she's
homework.
Already in tutoring though. She's in tutoring through the summer.
And we haven't dealt with a lot of that crying. You realize that too, right?
Yeah.
I'm cranking up. I'm cranking up.
She got it.
It's a phase anyways.
These kids are stronger than you think, okay? Yep. And over here at Diamond Sound Production, we pride ourselves on raising strong breeds.
Successful children.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Independent.
They got
yes.
this.
Yes.
Independent
they
gonna
now. Conquer it no matter which
no matter
way
what. They got the tools. They got us.
They good. Mm-hmm.
They got us.
Okay?
Parents that care.
They got faith in mine. They gonna make it through.
Oh, I speak it on my kids all the time. Yo, success.
Yep.
They will be successful.
You will
absolutely.
Be successful. You
that's
gonna
the
make
only
it
way.
Yeah.
And you
that's
ain't gonna be.
Way.
You gotta speak it over their life.
Mm-hmm.
So no crying.
No crying.
No crying.
Yeah.
But
she hasn't cried in a long time. So
I'm cracking up. Thank you guys for tuning in to Diamond Sound Prediction Podcast tonight.
And we out of here.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Freezing cold, that's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers wish it was the news.
Sunset.
Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Plan for keeps, don't play us a week. Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep.
This shit way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produced. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Had to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I got her open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
So and sad.
Shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
So and sad. Someone said, motherfucker, someone said.
Don't play us a week.
Yeah!
Astro. Yeah, yeah.
Take it, hey.
She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah!
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ayy, like a light, ayy, like a light, ayy. Slept through the flight, ayy, not for the night, ayy. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet. On sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like,
yeah.
That's what we like,
yeah.
Lost my respect, you not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Shex. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm busy. Like where is he? No one seen him. I'm tryna clean him, yeah. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Woo.
I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shelly sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this shit is dice. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah,
I'm back with Boo.
It's lit.
La Ferrari. The Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute. Yeah, shorty in the back, she say she working on the glutes. Yeah,
oh my God.
Ain't by the book, yeah. It's how it look, yeah. By the check, yeah. Just check the foot, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took.
Yeah.
Baby mama cover fours, got these other bitches shook, yeah.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.